He had never really stopped to consider why the pieces from the old man's toys fit so well into the mechanical man. Hugo wrapped up the mouse and returned it to the drawer. As he turned to leave, he saw one of Isabel's books tucked into a corner of the booth. That gave him an idea. Hugo returned to his room and was relieved to see the mechanical man still sitting in the center of the floor. He managed to drag it back to its hiding place, grimacing in pain the whole time. He wrapped it up once again in the old piece of fabric and covered the hiding place with boxes. When he finished, he glanced over at the shelf with his bucket of tools, and his heart pounded. He hadn't realized until this moment the trouble he was in. It was his right hand that had been injured, and there was no way he could take proper care of the clocks without it. Soon, they would begin breaking down, and the station inspector would investigate, and it would all be over. Hugo lay down on his bed and rested his bandaged hand on his chest. Images flashed across his mind. Hugo saw the white, crooked fingers of the station inspector reaching for him. They turned into long, ragged claws and grabbed him violently by the arm. Hugo woke up, screaming. He hadn't even realized he had fallen asleep. Morning finally came, and Hugo gathered up his tools and tried to do his morning rounds. Eyes closed, head tilted to the side, he listened to the clocks. But without the use of both hands, he could barely wind them, and so he oiled and observed as much as possible, and anxiously compared the clocks with his railroad watch. Time was running out. As soon as he saw Monsieur Labisse open his shop, Hugo ran over. Monsieur Labisse was still removing his coat when he turned and saw Hugo.
"You're Isabelle's friend, aren't you? What happened to your hand?"
Hugo moved his hand behind his back.
"I need to ask you a question, sir. I need to find out information about something. Do you have any books about the movies?"
"I might."
"What about the very first movies?" "My father saw a movie when he was little that he always remembered. It had a rocket going into the eye of the man in the moon."
Hugo thought the movie would be a good place to begin his search for clues.
"That sounds intriguing," Monsieur Labisse said as he straightened his tie and stood up. "Come, young man."
Hugo followed him to the shelf and waited while he looked through the books. He pulled out several volumes, glanced in the tables of contents, then closed the books and put them back.
No, nothing about very early movies, I'm sorry."
Hugo thanked him and headed out the door.
Where could he turn next?
The bookstore had been his big inspiration.
"You might have more luck at the Film Academy Library," said Monsieur Labisse.
Hugo spun around.
"Where's that?"
Monsieur Labisse gave Hugo directions, and Hugo thanked him and ran out of the shop.